to Coptic Voice Radio, a show proudly brought to you by the Coptic Voice Diocese and affiliated regions. Today we have a wonderful show for you. We will be joined later on with Father and Jack. We'll also be recording our first YouTube gospel podcast. You'll be able to see that on YouTube very shortly, and we'll be announcing the website on the radio soon, and it'll also be on our Facebook. We'll be talking about the gospel, and we'll be going through how is Jesus life, how is Christ life, and the bread of life. We'll also have a lovely collection of music for you today, and we'll also be showing through a few different little things on what it means to be a Christian and how to be a Christian. Now, in saying that, that's not, you know, going over unto others as they do unto you or things like that. No, it's being that person to reach out to others and helping others. That's what a true Christian. So we'll be going through that later on in the show. But after this short song, You Got the Love by Florence and the Machine, we'll be going straight into the Gospel of John, chapter 14.
Sometimes I feel like throw my hands up in the air. I know I can count on you. Sometimes I feel like saying, Lord, I just don't care. But you've got the love I need to see me through. Sometimes it seems the going is just too rough. Anything goes, no matter what I do. Now and then it seems like life is just too much. But you've got the love I need to see me through. When food is gone, you are my daily need. Oh. When friends are gone, out of my savior's love.
Welcome back to Coptic Voice Radio. Now we're ready for Gospel Reflection. I'd like you to turn to the Gospel of St. John, chapter 14, and be reading from verse 1 to verse 11. In the name of the Father, the Son, Holy Spirit. Let not your heart be troubled. And you believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you, I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And where I go, you know, and the way, you know. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going, and how can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. And from now on, you know him and have seen him. Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father, and it is sufficient for us. Jesus said to him, Have I been with you so long, and yet you have not known me, Philip? He who has seen me has seen the Father. So how can you say, Show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak to you, I do not speak on my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does the works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the sake of the works themselves.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, the one God. Amen.
This is the passage that leads us perfectly into the Ascension. Next Thursday is the Feast of the Ascension. And that's the reason why our Lord Jesus Christ reminds us about the Father and how he is going to prepare a place for you and me. And he reminds us, in my Father's house, in my Father's house, he has many mansions for us. An aspect of mansion, in each mansion has many rooms. So obviously here, he's saying that Christ is going to the Father to prepare a place for you and me. Now, when saying that, our Lord Jesus confirmed for us that he is the way, the truth, and the life. It's so beautiful that it is Thomas here requesting, Lord, we do not know where you are going, and how can we know the way? And particularly it was Thomas at the day of resurrection wasn't there. And he requested that I will not believe until I put my hand and my finger in the wounds of our Lord Jesus Christ. And again here, it was Philip that said, Lord, there's a lad here with 2 fish and 5 loaves of bread. Again, Philip says to us, Lord, show us the Father, and it's sufficient for us. 2 great disciples, 2 great apostles, Thomas and Philip, in his passion to confirm for us by the words of our Lord Jesus Christ. And that is, and saying to us very clearly, believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father in me, or else believe me for the sake of the works themselves. Friend, Jesus loves you. Friend, Jesus is saying to you, I am the way and the truth and the life. Meaning there is no other way to the Father except for Jesus. There is no other truth but Christ, and there is no other life but in Jesus. Jack, yes, what is your reflection on this passage?
Now, this is a beautiful passage. It teaches us a
lot that the Lord Jesus basically prepared everything for us. It's just a matter of us believing in Him, and we'll be saved by His holy blood that was shed on the cross, the absolute and ultimate sacrifice that was made on behalf of not just you and me, but for all of mankind, so that we may inherit the kingdom of God and we may have salvation. And that is only through the Lord Jesus. And the Lord Jesus was very clear when He said, "I am the truth, the way, and the life." So God, all He requests of us is basically just our hearts and for us to surrender our lives to Him, and He'll give us direction. He blesses us with all the beautiful gifts that we have, and He will guide us in life. And it won't always be rosy, but we know God will carry us through the hard times because He loves us very much and He cares for us. And the Lord Jesus said very clearly, "I have carved you on the palm of my hand." And even if a nursing mother forgets her child, I will never forget you. So that's God's promise. It's just a matter of us believing Him and following in His footsteps of love and humility and grace, worship, and self-denial, obviously. And the Lord will be with us all the way. And as the 12 disciples were full of the Holy Spirit, we too can enjoy that as well in being His children. And we can serve others, and we can have a beautiful relationship with the Lord Jesus, our Heavenly Father. And we can always keep that alive through prayer and fasting, worship, and taking Him with us in everything we do. And God will bless our lives enormously, Father.
And also, further to that, Jack, our yes. Lord Jesus Christ wants to assure us He's not going to leave us behind.
Of course.
That's what absolutely. I'm going to the Father to prepare a place for you.
That's right, yes.
And secondly, He wants to assure us that there are many, many rooms to cater for all of humanity.
Which is incredible for the millions upon millions of billions. People.
What well, millions?
Billions, as you said. That's right, yes.
Billions.
That's right.
Billions and even billions. And we do not know the size of populations from Adam until the last person who ever be born.
Of course, that's right.
And shows you that the kingdom of heaven, man, it is truly a kingdom.
Of course, must be incredible. Like, there's just no limit. It's infinite. And God will take care of, you know, all His children, and, you know, and in His magnificent beauty and grace. And yeah, so.
And also for our viewers, this is our first video podcast, and we hope that you're able to give us a critique. That way we were able to learn from this first segment of the video podcast. That way we're able to take it further to our next stage of Coptic Voice Radio. And you've been listening to Father Schnuder Mansell and
Jack.
And also we have Richard, our technical behind the hem, and Muheb, also the video technician. May God bless you, and look forward to on our next podcast next week. Glory be God, the Father, the Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. I couldn't back to Coptic Voice Radio. We're going to talk about a segment on one of the portions of the way, the truth and the life. And we want to talk about why is Jesus the life? We know that he is the way. We know that he is the truth. But Jesus says very clearly, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Jack, why is Christ the life?
Yes, Father. It's because through Christ's resurrection from the dead, he gave us life.
Ah, I love it, Jack. And you know, you hit it the nail. You hit the nail on the head. Because if it wasn't for the resurrection, we would not have life.
Absolutely.
And I want to look at another dimension. We talk about life in the world, life of having a break, having a holiday, life enjoying ourselves and life enjoying our weekends and so forth. But when we talk about spirituality, this whole aspect of Christ is life sets us for a different platform. Why is that, Jack?
Father, well, see, because our lives are not just earthly, they're heavenly. And that's what we look forward to. So it's life after death, or it's a stage of whereby a person lives on earth for a period of time, which is finite, and then moves on to the next life, which is infinite. So our eternity is not even a drop in the ocean. So it's the life that will bring us happiness, and that's the life with God in heaven forever.
Our Lord Jesus makes mention very clearly in many other passages, I should say, I am the bread of life. I am the river of life. I am the water of life. And there are many expressions that Christ gives us. But the most popular of all, I am the resurrection and the life. So there are many of the phrases that Jesus stands for us and reassure us that he is life. Now, life, we all have to die. We all have to be buried. But our Lord Jesus promise us eternal life. That's why he is life. Christ is life. And in his name we have life. Through his name we have life. Through him we have life. His name gives us life. He breathes in us life. So all of this is life. My friend, you might say, I'm in a bit of a trouble. How can Jesus offer me life? And Jack always reminds us on many occasions that open your heart to Jesus. Allow Christ to come into your life and Christ will give you life. Our Lord Jesus is a God that understands, a God that loves, and a God that cherishes his life for you. And on that note, we shall come back and talk about how Jesus is the truth.
Whenever I'm down, whenever I'm down, I call on you, my friend. I call on you, my friend. I call on you, my friend.
Sorrow, but if we are wise, get strong, I'll be your friend. I'll help you carry on. For it won't be long till I'm gonna need somebody.
Welcome back to Coptic Voice Radio, proudly brought to you by the Coptic Orthodox and Infinite Regions. And with me I have
Jack.
And I have also
Richard.
Yes. This segment we're focusing on, how Jesus is the truth. And I want to look at how Jesus is the truth. We looked at Christ, his miracles, Christ's teachings, and Christ's statements. And when we look at Christ, when he was on the cross with his seven famous words. So there are many incidents that shows that Christ has been the truth of God. He is God. And in Christ, you cannot find anything of fault because he speaks naturally of truth. As opposed to the devil speaks naturally a lie. Whatever he says is a lie, deception. But with Jesus, our Lord Jesus makes a point that he is the truth. He is the way, and he is that one that brings us to life, to the Father. So, Jack, how is Christ the truth?
Because Christ's example was all true, and he set the perfect role model. And all the words he said was truth with love and wisdom. And he teaches us to live in truth. And he gave us the Ten Commandments for us to follow. And us being his children, which he loves very much, which is, as we are, extremely precious, he wishes of us to follow in his perfect role model. And he knows that we are weak, but he's there to support us through. So in truth, we can live happily with gladness and joy, with God's blessings, with a clear conscience. And it's the love of God that will work through us when we follow him in truth.
Now, one of the characteristics of God is that he cannot lie.
Yes, that's correct.
And secondly, that truthfulness, as our Lord Jesus said, that righteousness is the element of integrity. And God desires us. All the will of God is that we live in righteousness and in truth.
Absolutely.
How do we, in this modern day of world, that we live in, Jack, with the hustle and bustle of city life, the hustle and bustle of traveling to and from work, home and home back to work, and vice versa. How do we cope with the hustle and bustle of daily life?
Well, the challenges that we meet every minute pretty much of the day where we're interacting with people, whether it's through our workplace and our neighbours, family, relatives. And we always want to look the best, basically. But we shouldn't forget that we can only do well with God's help. And no matter how difficult life can be, we need to always focus on Christ and live with principles and ethics that are Christian. And we need to depend on God. And in hard times, we need to call out to Him. And in the good times, we should always remember Him in everything we do. And not forget that it's the Lord Jesus that gives us life. He's the one that protects us and guides us. And He's the one that we can always fall back on Him, no matter how hard things can get to be or the problems we face. He'll be always there. And the Lord Jesus said, knock and the door will be opened. Ask and you shall receive. So God is just around the corner. He loves us. He cares for us. And we can do it even through the hardest challenges of life. As long as we remember Him, we stick with Him in truth and love, He'll be with us all the way.
Jack, I guess the question now lies is the aspect of when Jesus says very clearly, I am the resurrection and the life. I am, for another example, is the bread of life. So there is a connection, an engagement between myself and God, and that God is the one that gives me life. Absolutely. Why is that, Jack?
Well, Father, we cannot live except through Jesus. Same as the body needs bread and water, the spirit and soul needs the word of God. Even the Lord Jesus said, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. So in the holy word of God, there's life. In reading the holy scriptures, in following the Ten Commandments, in prayer, in fasting, in worship, there's life. There's no life in this, in worldly or earthly things. It's all vain. But you feel and experience the true happiness with the Lord in your heart and soul and mind. So that is the true life. That is, so that's why the Lord Jesus said, I am the bread of life. And He also said, I am the resurrection and the life. And that when we believe in Jesus, and we have that faith that there is life after death. That is just merely a transition from earth to heaven. As long as we believe in the Lord Jesus and we do works in His holy name and we do it out of love. And the Lord Jesus expects us to serve one another as He served us. And in sharing that love by preaching the good news, by going the extra mile to help someone in need and helping the poor, whether that's financially or physically, by asking about someone that's sick and praying for him or her, or if you know someone in prison, you not just pray for them, but you make the effort to go and visit him or her. And in doing any good deed in the name of Jesus, Christ said, you're doing it for me. So God loves humanity and wants all of humanity to be saved and expects us as true followers to carry in His wonderful and beautiful footsteps.
And after a short break, we shall come back to our program.
Thank you. as your day unfolds. Challenge what the future holds. Try and keep your head up to the sky. Lovers, they may cause you tears. Go ahead, release your fears. Stand up and be counted. Don't be ashamed to cry. You gotta be bad. You gotta be bold. You gotta be wiser. You gotta be hard. You gotta be tough. You gotta be stronger. You gotta be cool. You gotta be calm. You gotta stay together. All I know, love will save the day. Herald what your mother said. Read the books your father read. Trying to solve the puzzles in your own sweet time. Some may have more cash than you. Others take a different view.
Cast some light and you'll be alright. some light and it'll be alright for now. Crosses all over the boulevard. 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 Streets outside your window overflow. People staring, they know you to grow. Repeatedly reminded by the looks on their faces. You know that tonight I will be alright. Cast some light and
you. With or without you.
Welcome back to Coptic Voice Radio. It is now time for the Did You Know segment. Did you know that Jesus Christ is the breath of life? Did you know that after death, there is an eternity of life with God in heaven? Did you know you have been listening to Coptic Voice Radio, a program proudly brought to you by Coptic Orthodox Diocese and affiliated regions, proudly sponsored by the Coptic Media Association. If you wish to write to us, you can do so by CopticVoiceRadio@gmail.com, or you can contact us by Facebook, which is www.facebook.com/CopticVoiceRadio, where you can share us, like us, and follow us. You can also download our podcast through the podcast app on Apple devices, the podcast app on BlackBerry devices, and an app called Stitcher for Android devices. Now, ladies and gentlemen, it comes to the final part of our show. We hope you have enjoyed the show over the last hour. We hope that you enjoyed the music, you enjoyed the gospel, and we hope that we have reached out to you in some way. And we also hope that you have a great weekend, and you have a great week leading up to the long weekend. And we hope that we get to hear anything back from you guys. Responses. Keep an eye out for our YouTube channel coming up, and for any advice, please send us an email on our Facebook or our Gmail, and we hope you have a great week, great weekend. God bless. This is Coptic Voice Radio.
May the love of God, the Father, the grace of His only begotten Son, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with all of you. Depart in peace. May the peace of God be with you.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Through Christ Jesus our Lord, for thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever.